But right now we're giving you something that is big on the calendar for this weekend. And it is the fourth Asupol Hugh Masekela Heritage Festival. The theme this year is No Borders. It's happening at Alka Stadium in Soweto. And what a lineup. What a lineup. But the man behind it all joins us in studio now. It is such a privilege to have you here today.
Azanya. Hey. Thanks for inviting me once more. It's always a joy to come here.
It's always a joy to have you here.
George called me, you know, and he said, can we go to Azanya's? Of course.
Oh.
But I mean, we've been doing these interviews for years with you,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's it.
I don't know how many different places you've been.
Mm.
But it seems like you're here to stay.
Yes,
for a while.
Well, for a while. You know how life goes. You know how life goes.
Yeah.
But it's good to see you in such high spirits. With that usual Hugh Masekela wit and charm.
Oh, no, I'm feeling very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling also a little funnier than I've ever been because it's such a condition for me to be ill because I've never really been ill in my life. So sometimes when I get pains, instead of like feeling sad, I giggle.
Oh.
I go, I wonder what that could be now.
Oh. Well, whoever's helping you with your care then can't be too frustrated. Whoever's helping with your care can't be too frustrated if you're cracking jokes,
well,
if you're laughing.
I could form an army
with
the people who are helping me and the people. The most difficult thing is the people who want to see me. You know, when people hear you're sick,
yes,
they all want to come to see you and they think that'll make you feel better and someone to pray for you. I say pray where you are.
Yes.
You know, because that'll be better. It probably won't travel well out of my house because the network is not so good.
But you're so right, because you need to rest. But so dealing with the long queue of people who just want to pay their, who want to come and see you.
Some want to come from abroad.
Wow.
And I said, no, you know, just don't feel sorry for me.
Yes.
And keep the good wishes here, you know, there and say, I have enough family and they're not bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
But some people think if they come to see you, you'll get better.
Yes.
I wish that was possible because then I'd have a long line down from my apartment into North Avenue.
Yes.
Next.
Next. And gradually just watch there's an improvement if it did work that way.
Yeah.
But you have Umqimbi. You have this celebration that's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
In its fourth year now, what was the inspiration? What was the inspiration for this heritage festival?
Well, the first thing about our festival is that it's a mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the festivals, I don't want to say they have racial borders.
Yes, yes.
But it's a no borders festival because it has people of different ethnic groupings. And the audience is also, which you don't see anymore in festivals. It's either it's African people or I think that the closest I've seen is Opikopi.
Yes.
Because there is a great mix.
You do Opikopi. I've yet to do Opikopi.
I've done it already.
Uh-huh.
And did a great version of Sari Marae with my group. And the people were like, what the?
Yes. Unexpected.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful lineup. So there's the great Oliver Mtukudzi. The other acts must watch out because I think that man could perform all night. You know, the way he loves being on stage, Oliver Mtukudzi.
Oliver Mtukudzi is probably one of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, really, when you say beautiful, he's just the epitome. You know, when I had my, when he had his 62nd birthday, he invited me to Nigeria. I mean, going to Zimbabwe for, you know, a lot to do other projects with him. We co-produced almost a group of like Mbira playing women. I think they came here and you saw them probably when we performed with them 2 years ago, right? I won't mention the show.
Mm-hmm.
But at one time he just like invited me and said, I'm having my 62nd birthday and I want you to come there and be my guest of honor.
Mm.
And I said, Tuku, why? He said, I don't know, but I think without you, my 62nd birthday won't be. And I met Mtukudzi in Zimbabwe in 82.
Sure, in soon after independence.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Were you not in the States at that time?
Huh?
Were you not in the States at that time?
I was in Botswana.
In Botswana.
Yeah, and I was in Botswana and I went to like play, do my first tour of Zimbabwe.
Mm.
And it was a different country from what it is now.
Yeah.
But he was playing in Bulawayo. And I'd had his records, you know. So I was very excited and I said, can I come on stage?
Yeah.
I said, oh, yeah. And we've been friends ever since then. But in the last 10 years, we became like brothers. I mean, like when he's here, he comes to my home, we eat together.
Yes.
When I'm in Zim, he takes me as a wonderful home. And studios and like he actually has a wonderful setup there, like a wedding place and hotel. It's like a luxury, luxury hotel too that I've seen in very few places.
Mm.
And of course, we always have sadza na nyama.
Hey, sadza, nomriwo.
Yeah, and then he has another place. Up north, outside, what's called Ruru. Anyway,
yeah.
So one day, and he said, "I want you to see where I come from," you know. And he's the most humble person,
absolutely.
But when he gets on stage, there's a certain joy about him that you can't find. He's like a child.
Yes.
Like a child. It's like, damn, I'm so happy to be here. Try to get me off the stage and I'll kill you.
Yes, try as hard as you can. That's how I was saying that whoever comes after him must beware.
Yeah.
You know, because he is just incredible on stage.
And he has his own, has his own choreography.
Mm-hmm.
That is just... that is great, but... I love Penny Penny, you know, from like when I first came back. I always... found him a bundle of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has such a deep love for life. I think most of the people I chose have this joy for life.
Yeah,
you
so
know,
there's
Ricky
Penny.
Rick, Zoe.
Ooh.
It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Cradle and Babasutu. I mean, you couldn't have a better cross-section
of artists.
I mean, like our festival is really a rainbow, the so-called rainbow state that we have but don't have. We have it for a day.
We have it for a day, yes, at the festival. So you handpick these artists. You handpick them for the lineup.
Yeah.
So it's who is it about people who've created an impression that you have a relationship with?
It's a cross-section because... they are all so different from each other.
Mm.
When you go to the regular big festivals, you know, it's usually all
the same people.
Township music or like Afrikaans music or, you know, or rock and roll music. And then the thing is that the audiences in almost all festivals are segregated. You know, you see just, you know, the group of people that you see.
Yes.
But I chose this because it covers everybody.
Mm.
I just couldn't find, like, somebody over 80. I was the one who was going to be that person.
But you had to pull out, of course.
Yeah, I'm so sad I can't do it. But if I blow, because my eye, although it's fine, you know, my eye had fallen completely.
Out of that pressure. Is it because of the pressure from blowing on the horn?
No. No, it's like prostate cancer is like Alibaba and the 40 thieves. They come through the ceiling, they come through the basement, right. They come through the windows, and they're always looking for space, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And don't go away. So like one cell went to my eye, to the optic nerve, I think like more than 2 years ago, because, you know, I've been fighting this thing for, it'll be 10 years next year. Mm-hmm. It went away for 7 years when I thought it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell people, hey, don't panic, because I've been dealing with it for 10 years. And so far, I feel like I'm in the 10th round of the fight as Muhammad Ali. And my opponent is somebody I'm going to knock out very soon. But, you know, in those days, they had 15 rounds. So yes. I'm waiting for the 15th round.
Oh, that's many, many years. That's a long time.
Well, I've lived a long time. And the one thing that I've learned from... sorry about that. One thing I've learned from it is that patience is a virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're anxious, you can't get well.
Yes.
But if you laugh at it and said, like my girlfriend says, the wrong address.
You're not going to win here.
She got the same thing. Actually, just by coincidence, we came back from the most beautiful vacation on a Mozambican island, just idyllic for 3 weeks.
Mm.
And a month later, we both had, discovered that, she was going to come and accompany my sister and my daughter. And she called me the day before and said, man, I'm so sick.
Yeah.
And then from hospital, she called me, she said, I've just been admitted. I got ovarian cancer. She's never been sick in her life before.
Yes.
And, she's a dancer, choreographer. Actor,
mm-hmm.
and a comedian and everything. And she just said, wrong address. So I'm going with the wrong address.
As well.
Yeah.
Yes. So you are walking this journey together, fighting prostate cancer for you and ovarian cancer for her together.
Yeah. And I'm lucky like I have her because... I mean, she recovered quickly, but she understands what I'm going through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And she always reminds me that I wouldn't like try to help you and hang out with you if I didn't know what you had.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now she's got the tools from her own experience.
Attitude.
Yeah. It's all attitude.
You got a ridiculous attitude. Sometimes I just go, come on, stop boasting.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you're not sick, man. You're just going through a period that'll go away when you decide.
When you decide.
Yeah.
That's incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Because it means you have the power.
Well, you know, I have an old Chinese doctor acupuncturist
mm-hmm.
that I go to see every year in Los Angeles. And I said, man, this thing is bugging me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, unfortunately, you're stronger than it. That's why it's pissed off at you.
So it's a testament to your strength and your sheer will to beat it. Yes.
So sorry you can't come to the festival, but I'm sure you'll hear about it. I think this is probably our best year lineup-wise.
It is so... I'm sad to be missing it. I mean, I've just recently fallen in love with Zoe Modiga. She is an incredible musician. Just her scope and the sound that she's making. And then you look at Bongiziswe Mabandla as well. And Johnny Cradle. The Basotho Dancers is one act that I haven't encountered yet. And by Beniko. So there's this opportunity to be introduced to young, fresh talent. But of course, also enjoy some of our favorites. So it's a very well put together, well curated lineup, I must say.
Yeah.
Well, so why Alka Stadium? Why is it happening in Alka Stadium?
Because we didn't want it to happen in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I went to Asupol, I said, You know, everything is in town, but it'd be great to go to a neighborhood where just people can come.
Yes.
And we have the lowest price of any festival, I think. And the people around the neighborhood also come, and they love it.
Yes.
And then we have also a children's place where they can play and what. And it's more like a family picnic.
Made for the family.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's going to be a wonderful day. It's happening this Saturday, the 4th of November. Gates open at 11 o'clock. 702 will be there as well, as we are the media partner for this Asupol Humasekela Heritage Festival. The theme is No Borders. I love the idea of that. And I think it tells us a lot as well about the work that your foundation does. How do the two link together?
Well, you know, I've always been, I come from heritage, really, that's what it is. And it was through heritage that I've gotten this far. And if you look at all the African artists internationally who are known, like Salif Keita, Mtukudzi, Miriam Makeba, Black Mambazo, those are the people who are known internationally, you know. The list is long. But I've always, I mean, from when I got to the States, everybody said, do your stuff from your home, man. We know you can blow the hell out of bebop and jazz, but
yes.
Well, Miles said, you know, if you do your own, I can't mention the word here, says we'll all learn, you know, but otherwise it's just going to be a statistic. And Belafonte said the same, and Dizzy said the same. And I had to, like, re-study and the music of my home. And fortunately, Miriam Makeba was like a great source of traditional, because every night, we're very homesick, every night me and her and her daughter sang Sangoma songs from home.
Yes.
You know, and the more we did it, the more homesick. And then when Jonas Gwangwa came and Kaifas and Letta came, actually, an incredible recording of Jonah, of Caiaphas, Letta, myself, and Miriam singing a cappella together. And it'll blow you away. We did it in 1965.
Where is it now?
It's we're thinking about releasing it one day. But heritage, in other words, if you don't know your own history. I mean, like, the sad thing for me about Africans internationally, well, the ones who are overseas, like in the States and the Caribbean, were forced to lose it, you know. But we are volunteering to lose it, and people don't realize that it's okay to have all the Western attributes, but also know your own stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, and the Heritage Foundation is about that.
Yes.
It's about where you come from, really.
It's a message that you have been sharing for the past couple
and,
of years.
And we're working in our foundation, that the aim is to work not only with children but with adults too, and teach the native languages, history, genealogy. And we have to learn our praise poetry, because when people do praise poetry, we relate, so we don't even hear what it is. And it's poetic, and it's very deep, and it traces your family 500-600 years. And we're going to be working with Future Nation Schools, you know, partnering to foster this. This is one of the main things that we're doing. But another thing we're doing, right now we're shooting a documentary of the history of the Zulu people, and we speak to the scholars, and we have the different the categories of their music, and one of the people who speaks in that is Mangosuthu, and I think it's the first time he's ever sung in, you know, alone. And he's old, but he was so excited. And he said, You know, it's sing like the old songs, you know, and then tell me, because it's a great Zulu story. So from there, we're going to go to Eastern Cape. We're going to go to Basotho. And we're doing it with Mickey Dube. But it's a heritage series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. That's absolutely exciting. I'm getting excitement on my timeline as well. Mutahung says, not only will Oliver Mtukudzi play, watch out for bands like Bekirk. People have been sleeping on them. So she's excited about this lineup. And not only that, you'll have Johnny Cradle, Basotho Dancers by Peniko. There's Zoe Mudiga, Bongizizwe Mabandla, Oliver Mtukudzi, Penny Penny, and Ricky Rick. And there was this interesting collaboration that happened not too long ago with Brahu as well, Ricky Rick and Brahu coming together. The gates open at 11 a.m., by the way. It's at Alka Stadium in Rockville, Soweto, this Saturday, the 4th of November. Tickets are 150 rands at the gate. Children under six come in for free, and then 50 rand for pensioners at the gates. But if you buy from CompuTicket, the early bird special was 80 rand and 100 rand from CompuTicket. Thank you so much.
Thank you always.
You know,
for
you are adored.
Me.
Absolutely adore you. And it was great that you could come in and share your love of what's happening this weekend with us.
Thank you. You know, I was on a game, a friend's game farm up in outside of Bilabila.
Yes.
And I was there for almost 10 days. And it was pure idyllic paradise. And I was just resting. Mm. And Josh called me and he said, "Do you think you can cut your rest short to come and see?" I said, "Who?" He said, "Azania." I said, "Of course, I'll be there."
Making me blush. It's too early in the day. Thank you very much. Thank you.